The Dead Sea is a reality.
但是第二次呢, 这个背后有属于历史。
There is a spiritual reason. The Philistines went through, according to Nehemiah, all the way to Canaan. The Philistines went from Egypt to Canaan. Israelites also went from Egypt to Canaan. What was the difference? Philistines arrived quickly. The people of Israel. They had to go to the Red
Sea.
Then the Jordan River. You can say the Philistines and the Israelites on the surface about the same. The beginning was Egypt. End point was
Canaan.
It's about the same. But it's very different. There are two bodies of water.
预表我们,
the people of Israel typify us. Many counterfeit Christians, you can't see them. They also go to meetings on Sundays, they pray, they read the Bible. But suddenly they're in Canaan.
每一个基督第一个一定要经过约旦，一定要经过红海。
But no, every Christian has to go through the Red Sea. 他一定要受尽归入主的名。 Has to be baptized in the name.
然后世界永远留在背后。
And then the world behind.
埃及永远留在背后。
Egypt is behind.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
还要进迦南。
So you have to enter Canaan.
进迦南以前。
Before you enter Canaan.
你一定要经过约旦。
You have to go through the Jordan.
约旦河他们把12块石头埋在水里面。
They buried 12 stones in the water.
表示把他们自己埋在水里面。
It represents them being buried in the water. And then they took another 12 stones into Canaan.
So, 两道水,
two bodies of water. The first one, the cross, the world behind it.
经过约旦河,
through the Jordan. The cross buries us in the Jordan. Then you can experience the richness of
faith.
Brothers and sisters, you're going to ask rabbis. They say this is all history. No spiritual meaning. But where is the spiritual meaning established? It's established in the foundation of history. Do you understand? If you read some song,
对于有的人来说,
for some people,
它是个历史,
it is historical. It is no great help to us. Because he has put it in the Bible, of course it's a spiritual meaning.
So,
you understand? For this reason, the Lord has become our Passover. When the Bible tells us when the Israelites crossed the Red Sea,
他们就归入了摩西,
they entered into Moses.
那弟兄姊妹,
but when we are baptized, don't we enter into Christ?
所以圣经不是告诉我们说,
so the Bible tells us when the Israelites were in the wilderness, there was a rock that followed them.
在旧约是个磐石,
in the Old Testament, it was a rock.
到了保罗家这个灵磐石,
and then at the time of Paul, it became the spirit rock.
那么弟兄姊妹,下面马上就说,
and that is Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹,现在明白了吗?
You see that?
磐石是历史,
rock is history.
流出水来也是历史,
water coming out of it is history. But there's a spiritual meaning.
因为保罗说,
because Paul said that that rock is Christ.
那么你怎么知道呢?
How do you know that?
原来在旧约,
in the Old Testament, the history is all pictures.
现在你用新约的真理来解释那些图画,
so you explain these pictures with New Testament truth.
所以我们称它做预表。
So that is why we say it's a type.
明白吗? 预表一定有历史根据在那里。
A type is always based on something historical.
所以现在你把历史用属灵的话来解释。
So if you explain history using spiritual things,
这个是word.
That's a type.
所以基督，所以你看见说大卫是基督的代表。
So you see, David is a type of Christ.
大卫不过是图画。
David is but a picture.
但现在呢, 真正的人乃是基督。
But the real person is Christ.
约拿、约伯也这个约瑟也是这样。
Joseph the same thing.
亚伯拉罕也是。
Abraham the same.
亚当也这样。
Adam the same.
所以你看见旧约里面很多的人物是用来预表基督的。
In the Old Testament, many of these persons typify Christ.
那么所有真理都在新约里面。
All the truth is in the New Testament.
所以现在明白吗？你怎么知道你怎么知道你的解释是对的？
How do you know your interpretation is right?
你的真理不能离开新约。
Your truth cannot leave the Old Testament.
但你的根基不能离开旧约。
But your foundation cannot leave the Old Testament.
你不能够离开历史的背景和地理的背景。
You cannot leave the historical and geographical background.
过红海以后，
when you cross the Red Sea,
埃及永远在那边。
Egypt is always at
home. 你怎么样都回不去了。
You can't go back.
你受浸以后，
once you're baptized,
你和世界中间就隔了一道受浸的水。
You do.You have a body of water that separates you from the world.
怎么样你就回不去了？
You can't go back.
你明白吗？
You understand?
你不能够把那个地理背景拿掉了。
You cannot take away the geographical background.
那么你就读不出属灵意思来了。
Or else you can't read out the spiritual meaning.
所以我想这一点是非常非常重要。
So this is very important.
所以现在明白吗？
Now do you understand?
我们不是把雅歌当个预言。
We are not treating Song of Songs as an allegory.
Like Oregon 一样。
Like Oregon.
不是的
No.
我们乃是读雅歌的时候因为它有历史有地理的背景
We are reading Song of Songs because it has a background of history
所以我们说是用预表的读法来读雅歌
So we read it as an allegory is how we read Song of Songs
好所以现在我们要来看到底历史这里告诉我们什么
意思
所以你一面读你要把它真正历史把它找出来
So you need to find the history here
好第一我们知道说他在所罗门在这巴利哈门有一个葡萄园。
So we know that near Baal Haman is a vineyard.
离开不远的地方应该是苏拉米母亲的家。
And then we know a short distance from there is the home of the Shulamite mother.
所以第八章他们走过耶斯列平原以后。
So once they've walked through the plain of Jezreel,
大概耶斯平原啊
probably the plain of
Jezreel. 然后呢他们就回到了母亲的家。
So in chapter 8, they return back to the mother's house.
在哪里我们不知道。
We don't know where it is.
但有一件事我们知道。
But one thing we know,
他们第一次在哪里相遇的呢
When was the first time they met?
非常有意思的。
Very interesting.
那么这个故事在哪里呢就是第七八章第五节。
You find the story in verse 5 of chapter 8.
我在苹果树下教训。
I awaken you under the apple tree.
所以弟兄姊妹看这是他们第一次相遇的地方。
This is the first time they met.
本来根本苏拉米不认识所罗门。
Because before the Shulamite didn't know the Solomon.
现在有一个人站在他旁边。
Now someone stands beside
him. 他不是君王。
He's not a king.
如果君王呢早就把他吓坏了。
If he was a king, he would be frightened.
他是个非常卑微的牧羊人。
He is a very humble shepherd.
现在有一个人站在他面前像个牧羊人一样。
But now you have someone who is like a shepherd.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？很清楚，在那里他把他叫醒了。
At that point, she was awakened.
所以那就是他们第一次相遇的。
That is the first place that they met.
那么弟兄姊妹，所以呢，你就知道所罗门他有很多园子。
You know that Solomon has so many gardens.
他有的时候是王。
Sometimes he's a king.
他如果打扮一下像牧羊人一样，他就变成个牧人。
And sometimes when he dresses up like a shepherd, he's a shepherd.
所以慢慢他们爱情就发展。
And slowly their love story grows.
所以他说：“求你将我放在心上如印记，戴在你臂上如戳记。”
And that's why he says, "Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm."
这个第八章都是回忆的话，都是回忆过去的。
This chapter 8 is reminiscing of things past.
所以慢慢慢慢的他们就发展了感情了。
And then you will see that their love develops.
所以这个是整个的背景。
That's the background.
那么到了第一章的时候。
When you arrive in chapter 1.
王就带我进入内室。
The king brings me into the chamber.
那第一次现在苏拉米才发现。
It is the first time that the Shulamite knows.
原来那个牧羊人。
That shepherd
就是所罗门王。
It follows the king.
他的眼睛大开了。
Her eyes were open.
他本来所看见都是田园的景色。
So the things that she saw were things of the countryside.
现在被带到所罗门的王宫。
But now she's brought into the palace of the king.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这个故事什么故事
？What is this story？
这就是道成肉身的故事。
This is the story of incarnation.
The word becoming flesh.
The word becoming flesh.
所以当起头那些苏拉米说：“愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱心比酒更美。”
And kiss me with the kisses of your mouth, which is more beloved than wine.
历史历代好多人都等候弥赛亚来。
Many of in history wait for the Messiah.
你看见在旧约，不知道有多少人等候弥赛亚来。
So many people in the Old Testament wait for the Messiah.
等候弥赛亚里面有一个人叫西面。
And then we see the person named Simeon.
有一个叫安娜。
somebody named Anna.
你看有一个叫该撒撒加利亚,
and another one named Zechariah. And the father of John.
他们都是历史历代等候要来的弥赛亚.
They are the ones throughout history have waited for the Messiah.
他们巴不得弥赛亚用他的话在他们身上刻上印。
Because they want that seal of the word in their heart.
神的话,弥赛亚和在他们身上刻在印记,用这里的话说,愿他用口与我亲。
And through that word, with that seal upon them, it let him kiss me with
the kiss.
And the Old Testament tells us one day the Messiah is to come.
弥赛亚什么意思?
What does the Messiah
mean?
The one who is anointed.
你明白吗?
You understand?
所有的王都是受膏的。
All the kings are anointed.
所以我们所等候的弥赛亚就等候将来受膏的王。
The Messiah that we wait for is the one, the anointed king.
所以圣经上说你的膏油馨香。
So it says that your fragrance of your good oil.
为什么? 因为你被膏的时候,你全身当然都是馨香的膏油。
Because once you're anointed, then you have that fragrance of good oil. Therefore, all the virgins love you.
弟兄姊妹,历史历代不知道有多少人等候弥赛亚来。
Throughout the history, so many people wait for the Messiah.
犹太人现在还等弥赛亚来,
the Jews still wait for the Messiah.
他们忘记一点,
they forgot one thing.
如果弥赛亚真的来,
if the Messiah were to come,
他真的忘王之王,
and he is the king of
kings,
the Lord of lords,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
你站在王的荣耀面前, 你站得住吗? 你是罪人。
Can you stand before the glory of a king, you're a sinner.
你不可能和他站着, 你觉得卑微, 你觉得难为情的。
It's impossible. You will feel very excited to be able to sit
in the
So, to a Jew, to the Old Testament Shulamite, they can say, kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. That is why the Song of Songs begins with, according to the Old Testament, one day the Messiah is coming, and the one who is admired by all nations will come.
他就是我们的所罗门,
he is a Solomon.
但是问题就是,
but here's the problem.
所罗门来, 你当当那里去吗?
Can you stand up before Solomon?
神的儿子真的来了, 你今天能站在他的面前吗?
When the Son of God comes, can you stand before him?
他已经把我们吓坏了,
he was frightened us.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers,
有一天他把我们叫醒,
one day he will awaken.
他第十字架之前,
before he hung on the cross,
他先做了罪人的朋友,
he became the friend of sinners.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他把马太叫醒了,
he awoke Matthew.
税吏马太, 他把他叫醒了,
the tax collector Matthew.
然后他把玛利亚叫醒了,
he awakened Mary.
把莫大拉玛利亚也叫醒了,
he awakened Mary Magdalene.
都在苹果树下一个个把他们叫醒了,
all were awakened under the apple tree.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他就像牧羊人一样,
he is like the shepherd.
你看见他们是牧羊女, 结果他是牧羊人。
He is a shepherdess, he is a shepherd.
牧羊人和牧羊女一样高的,
the shepherdess and the shepherd are the same level.
王太高了,
king is
too high.
We can't reach him.
但是不是,
but no.
现在弟兄姊妹, but 你看他谦卑到的地步,
he humbled himself.
他造成了肉身,
the word became flesh.
他真的变成人了,
he became man.
他造造自己是人,
he is indeed a man.
他可以做罪人的朋友,
he can become a friend of a tax collector.
他在做这些人救助之前先做他们的朋友,
before he became the savior of man, he was their friend. He walked through Galilee.
他到了旷野,
he went to the wilderness.
他把五个饼两条鱼叫五千一十八,
five loaves, two fish, he fed.
他到处去把我们叫醒,
he awakened us one by one.
为什么把我们叫醒?
Why did he awaken us?
好牧人说什么?
What does a shepherd
do? 如果他跑完,他重点在哪里?
If he is a good shepherd, what is he doing?
跑牧人喂养舍命,
the good shepherd dies for his.
所以有一天他为我们定在十字架,
one day he dies for us on the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这故事什么故事?
What is the story?
是道成肉身,
story of word became flesh.
现在明白吗? 弟兄姊妹,
do you understand?
现在雅歌是一个很美丽的预表,
the Song of Songs is a very beautiful type.
所罗门他又是王又是, 又是牧羊人,
Solomon is a king and a shepherd.
明白吗?
所以很清楚的, very clearly.
这样就把道成肉身的奥秘把我们点出来,
the mystery of the word becoming flesh is pointed out.
所以我们知道这位比我们更大的所罗门是怎么样的一位。
So now we know this one who is greater than Solomon.
那这个是非常非常非常重要的,
this is very important.
然后慢慢的我们再注意一下, 所以我说这个背景是非常要紧的。
So this background is very important.
那不止如此,
not only that,
这个苏拉密女叫什么名字呢?
What is this Shulamite called?
叫做苏拉密,
she is called the Shulamite woman.
真有这么个人?
There was this person.
也许她没有见到所罗门以前,
maybe before she saw Solomon.
还有另外一个,
Maybe she had a different name.
就像以色列一样。
Just like Esther.
她把那个哈达撒。
Before she was called Hadassah.
但是不管怎么样, 你知道说现在也她本来名字什么我们不知道。
We don't know what her previous name was.
她真有这个人。
But there was the person.
她遇见所罗门的时候她的名字就改了。
When she met Solomon, her name changed.
应该马太本来不叫马太啊。
You know Matthew was not called Matthew.
马太本来是利未啊。
He was called Levi.
但结果呢, 就他叫马太了。
Then he became Matthew.
你看见吗? 所以很稀奇的, 本来彼得叫西法啊。
Before Peter was called Peter.
现在就叫他彼得。